Top 10 Quotes from the Perinatal Stem Cell Society Conference. Over the past 3 days, dozens of world-renowned speakers have presented their latest findings at the Perinatal Stem Cell Society Conference. Hosted by Kyle Citrullo of Oxocell Laboratories and the Perinatal Stem Cell Society, IPLAS. To capture the best moments from the conference, below are the top 10 quotes from the event, which was hosted at Aspen Meadows Resort in Aspen, Colorado. I took the image above as we were landing in Aspen. You can see our full photo album from the event on Flickr, featuring presenters, sponsors, and more. To get live updates from the event, connect with me on Twitter, at Stem Cell Market, or follow the hashtag perinatal. Enjoy. Top quotes from the Perinatal Stem Cell Society Conference. 1. Perinatal stem cells are a unique class of stem cells that have intermediate properties between those of embryonic stem cells, ESCs, and adult stem cells. Dr. Curtis Citrullo, professor of obstetrics and gynecology, Tufts University School of Medicine, president, International Cord Blood Society, ICBS. Attendees at the Perinatal Stem Cell Society Conference 2016. Attendees at the Perinatal Stem Cell Society Conference 2016. 2. MSCs are powerful antifibrotic and immunomodulatory cells that stimulate neoangiogenesis and tissue proliferation. Dr. Joshua Hare of University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. 3. Transplantation of cord blood cells expanded with bone marrow mesenchymal stem cells, BMMSCs, appears to be safe and effective. Dr. Wu of Children's Hospital of China Medical University, China Medical University, Taiwan. 4. Two gifts from babies, HSCs from cord blood and MSCs from cord tissue. Dr. Wu of Children's Hospital of China Medical University, China Medical University, Taiwan. 5. Perinatal stem cells are present as early as 2 weeks after fertilization of an embryo. The ability of these cells to differentiate into all three of the germ layers makes them suited for a diverse range of medical applications. Dr. Curtis Citrullo, professor of obstetrics and gynecology, Tufts University School of Medicine, president, International Cord Blood Society, ICBS. 6. Less than 1% of federal spending on regenerative medicine is spent on cell manufacturing. This is a bottleneck. Dr. Roy of Georgia Tech University and technical lead at the Cell Manufacturing Consortium. 7. CIRM currently has more than 300 products under development. Dr. Randall Mills, president and CEO of the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine, CIRM. 8. Umbilical cord tissue is a heterogeneous material, containing four important types of stem and progenitor cells, mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, hematopoietic stem cells, HSCs, endothelial progenitor cells, EPC, and interestingly, neural progenitor cells, NPCs. Maury Kraus, Chief Scientific Officer of the Diagnostics Division of PerkinElmer Incorporated. 9. There are 5 clinical trials now investigating umbilical cord blood for use in treating cerebral palsy. Dr. Graham Jenkin, Professor, Monash University. 10. Human amniotic epithelial, HAE, cells, like MSCs, have immunomodulatory properties and may escape immune rejection post-transplant. Dr. Steven Strom, Professor, Karolinska Institute in the Department of Laboratory Medicine of the Division of Pathology. Interested in attending the event next year? Visit www.perinatalstemcells.com.